There's an election taking place this week, but you wouldn't know about it unless you're the parent of a New York City public school child, and even then you might not know what to do. City parents and some politicians claim the Department of Education has bungled an election that's supposed to provide an avenue for parent engagement. As WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, the complaints are coming at a time when the new school's chancellor, Dennis Walcott, says he's trying to increase parent involvement.
As the parent of two students with special needs, J.B. Smalley leaped at the chance last year when a seat opened up on a community education council.
I really enjoy advocating for my own kids, and whenever anybody else asks me for help, it's something that I really enjoy doing, and people are so appreciative, and it makes me feel great.
The Manhattan mom was elected to a council that serves parents of children with disabilities across the city. It provides feedback on policies, and it's also a liaison between the schools and the education department. The city has a total of 36 councils representing different student populations and local districts. This year, when all of their seats came up for grabs, Smalley ran for re-election. But when the voting started on Sunday, her name wasn't on the ballot.
The office told me, well, you have a child in pre-K, so you weren't qualified to run for the election. I said, well, that seems very strange to me, being that I'm serving right now. And furthermore, not for nothing, I am the co-chair. You couldn't call me?
Smalley, whose youngest child is actually in kindergarten, cleared up the problem and was put on the ballot Tuesday. That's 3 days into the week-long election in which parents vote on a website. Meanwhile, parent Rachel Lazarin discovered another problem. Because she has two children, one of them with special needs, she's allowed to vote in two separate elections. One is for the council that represents students with disabilities. The other represents her Upper West Side district. But the website allowed her to vote twice in that local election.
I said, wait a second, I wonder if you're supposed to be able to do that. And that's when I went and checked the regulation and the handbook. And it said very clearly, if you have two children attending the same school, you're supposed to vote once.
The Department of Education acknowledges parents can get away with voting twice if they have two kids in the same school, but a spokeswoman says a notice is now posted on the website to discourage this. There were other problems in this week's election. The Department of Education started the process later than usual and also spent less money because of the budget squeeze. Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer called on the department to halt the entire election over concerns about parent confusion. Ironically, these issues are being raised at a time when the new chancellor, Dennis Walcott, has pledged to improve parent involvement.
I hear a lot of times from individuals that, you know, you talk to us and we don't respond to you at all.
The department declined to make anyone available for an interview with WNYC, but it says it's only gotten 70 complaints about the election since April and that all were resolved. It's tempting to ask what difference any of this really makes. Community education councils don't have a lot of power. The most they can do is decide the zoning boundaries for a local school. But Tim Creamer, who heads the New York State School Boards Association, says they can play a vital role in vetting budgets and giving feedback on instructional policies.
There is evidence of that. There is evidence that when you do have school boards working well, that in fact the student achievement levels are higher. More kids graduating on time at higher proficiency rates happens because there is leadership at the top that is making sure that all the other pieces are in place.
A lot of that evidence is anecdotal, but researchers have seen correlations between school board leadership and student achievement. Community education councils were created after the state gave Mayor Bloomberg control of the schools in 2002. When the state renewed that law in 2009, it gave the councils a little more power in response to complaints. But many parents still claim the councils don't matter because decisions are ultimately controlled by the mayor. That may be why only 500 parents are running in this year's elections for a total of 325 seats. And they complain that schools are opened and closed despite objections from the education councils. Candidate J.B. Smalley questions whether the Department of Ed wants to listen.
It's all about what your definition of parent involvement is.
Parents can continue voting for Community Education Council candidates before Sunday, but this election is really a straw poll. Voters are actually advising PTA leaders across the city, who will then make the final choices next week. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.